This is Primetime Sports, WGNS Murfreesboro, on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, streaming worldwide on WGNSSports.com, and always at the game. It's Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees. Get an in-depth look at what's going on in local sports and a look ahead at the week to come. Let's get it started by joining the Primetime Sports team for the show here on News Radio WGNS.
Good evening on a Thursday evening. Clark Blair in the house for Ida's Tees Primetime Sports. Danny Brewer is here. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Yes, good evening. Good evening.
Hey, you know, sometimes at school, the teacher doesn't show up, and I have to get a sub. So you offered to help me get a sub last week, but your sub didn't show.
Well, the sub didn't show, but I think we went another rung up the ladder. Because we've got the award-winning Brian Barrett with us.
Award-winning Brian Barrett.
You know, and that's the thing about it. I say that tongue-in-cheek, and we've laughed and joked about it. But that really is a good accomplishment, and it's a big accomplishment, and you don't need to underscore that, Brian. So we say it in jest, but, man, we're really proud to be associated with the award-winning team of Brian Barrett and John Dinkins.
Yeah, checks in the mail. Is this show still on the air?
Yeah, it is.
I'm surprised.
I understand that totally. So it's John's birthday, so we can't give him too much, you know.
I think that this day is celebrated not only in the Dinkins household, but other places too. He just doesn't realize it.
Yeah, it's his birthday, grandkids. I can give him that, but... It's good. It's good to see that, Brian.
Yeah, looks 87 looks good on him, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
I hope he doesn't hear that.
Tonight's show, as always, brought to you by Ida's Tees. It's the place in Rutherford County for school spirit wear, screen printing, embroidery, specialty items, and more. Plus, buy all of your officially licensed MTSU Blue Raider merchandise. Big weekend, homecoming weekend, Hall of Fame weekend. We're going to talk about that later. All your licensed MTSU Blue Raider merchandise, Blue Raider tees, polos, hats, and more. Visit their showroom at 910 Ridgely Road. Just turn off Broad Street between Chewy's and Chili's. Ida's Tees can put your logo on just about anything. Stop in and see how they can help you promote your favorite team, workplace, or organization. Find out more online at idastees.com.
Since 1966, Vans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Vans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 615-893-7930. That's 615-893-7930 for friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or American Standard Heating and Air products. Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 615-893-7930. 615-893-7930. Good luck to all of our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
Hello, this is Coy Young at Las Casas Feed Supply. We'd like to welcome you to our door.
I'm Ian Young. I'm at Las Casas Feed Supply. I'm selling beef and pork. 100% Angus. Raised here in Las Casas. Come get you some.
Everyone's favorite cuts available, even options to purchase a quarter of a steer.
We got the beef.
Hello, everybody. Las Casas Feed Supply.
Family owned and operated, Las Casas Feed Supply on Barlow Lane, just off Highway 96 East.
Craig's Tax Service.
We perform tax preparation, individual tax returns, corporations, partnerships, and all your payroll bookkeeping needs.
Brett Craig with Craig's Tax Service.
Craig's Tax Service is located just off Memorial on Heritage Park Drive. You can contact us at 890-2233.
It makes sense to get help with your taxes. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We are proud to support all Rutherford County student athletes.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
Dr. Automotive is the cure for your car. Brothers Danny and Randy Brewer have been providing Rutherford County with ASE certified auto repair for nearly 20 years. You'll receive courteous and friendly customer service every time. Why? Because we grew up here, and you are our neighbors. Foreign and domestic auto repair and maintenance on Hazelwood Drive in Smyrna, just off I-24. SmyrnaAutoRepair.com, 615-220-0971. Just ask for Danny.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
When Rutherford Countyans think of insurance professionals, they think Rayburn Insurance Agency at 200 South Lowry in Smyrna, meeting the needs of thousands of customers since 1973. You can trust Rayburn Insurance with all your needs, a place where customer service really matters. It's personal with Rayburn Insurance, as fans of local sports, as friends, and as insurance professionals. Check them out at rayburn.net or call 615-459-4145. Rayburn Insurance, for business, auto, home, and life insurance.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
All right, we're back. We got a lot to talk about tonight. We talked a lot just during the commercial break, but I'm going to start with baseball. Only got a week and a half left. If you're listening to WGNS, listen to Braves, you're still in first.
Ugh. It's been rough listening lately.
It's been rough. So the question we're going to ask, and I was going to ask John tonight if he was here, do they have enough? Or are we going to have a postseason swoon because of the way we're playing right now?
Man, I don't.
No one's worried about the pitching.
No. I just kind of, you know, in their longest win streaks are right here, right now. You know. And going into playoffs and stuff, I don't know. I just never had thought it was a good idea, but it seems like everybody does it. But, do you get guys out of a routine and that kind of thing? I know you want to keep people from getting hurt before the playoffs, but I don't know. That's why Snitker makes the big money.
If you think about it, and of course, you know, I'm kind of one of those guys who doesn't know a whole lot about this because I don't follow it close enough. But if you think about the last few years, have there not been wild card teams that have ran all the way through? And it was because they had to play. They couldn't, you know, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, I equate this to horse racing a lot because, so, Cotillion, $1 million race coming up Saturday. Ceiling Crusher, she's great out of the gate. Super, super fast. So her strategy is to go because it's difficult for her to go and stop and then get going again. She's not that kind of horse. Some horses are. She's not that kind of horse. So talking with her trainer, Doug O'Neill, that's the plan is they want to be out front and be in a good spot and continue to go. And I think that's important for any sports team is you have to continue to go. No matter whether you've got a 20-game lead or a 2-game lead, I think it's important to continue to go because wasn't World Series champ last year a wild card team or something? Who was World Series champion last year?
That's a good question. I can't even remember.
Was it the Phillies? This point. No.
It wasn't the Phillies. It was an American League team, but Phillies got hot, I know.
Astros. It was the Astros.
I think it was the Astros.
Yeah.
Again, nobody cares about anybody but the Braves around here pretty much. So
yeah, and the Braves didn't win it. That's all we know, right? That's all that matters. Yeah.
Where are the Reds now?
Well, in the NL, Braves, Dodgers, Brewers, Phillies are pretty much all in. It's Diamondbacks, Cubs, Marlins, Reds. As far as the wild card, the Reds are a game out with games left with the Pirates at Cleveland. And Rod's not here, but I'm going to be really mad at his Cardinals. The last three games are in St. Louis. If that knocks us out.
They've been playing their best baseball here in this last month. I mean, they, what, won two or three out of, you know, in that series with the Braves recently. And
they've got nothing to lose. They're just throwing it. And that's where.
Playing the spoiler.
People are getting tight.
Are the Twins right there?
The Twins are in.
Twins
are in the AL. Sonny's going to go to the playoffs, which is great. They're the 3 seed right now because they're winning their division.
Right. And, you know, that's one of those things that would promote a lot of interest locally is if seeing Sonny on the big stage. That's where he belongs. I mean, the kid has flat done it this year from what I understand.
Oh, yeah. He's still top 5 in ERA, so. He could be doing that for the Reds, but no. No.
They didn't call you and ask you about that, did they, before they got rid of him?
No, Sonny said, I'd like some money, and they go, okay, we'll trade you. That's all the Reds ever do.
Yeah.
All right, moving to the Titans. Their eight-game losing streak is over. Impressed or not impressed?
I think impressed, because you find a way. That's what it's all about. You know, I think that in the National Football League, it is tougher than it's ever been to maintain long winning streaks or winning streaks at all, because it is so doggone balanced. And like I said last week, it's outhouse to penthouse. If you shell out the money, or if you've overspent and you don't have the cap room, you know, it can be so crippling. It can make you or break you. And so I think that the long winning streaks are really, really tough to come by. So anytime you can win a game in the NFL, it's not easy to win in the NFL.
An overtime kick from our veteran, or as he's called, granddaddy on the team, Nick Folk, with the kick at 6.
How old is Nick?
He's like late 30s.
Oh, yeah, that's old, isn't
it's
it?
Old. That's old in the NFL.
Almost as old as John Dinkins, but not quite.
You're saying 6 kicks in 2 weeks?
6 kicks in 2 weeks. Uh-huh. And that, you know, 5 the first week, that was all their points. And then, of course, made the game-winning one the other day. So he's doing a great job. Henry played well Sunday. Tannehill, 20 of 24, didn't feel like it. I think everybody's just off the Tannehill bandwagon. 20 of 24 with a TD pass and a score. The problem is we're going to Cleveland Sunday. Going to Cleveland. And they've got probably one of the best defense, number 2 in the NFL right now, and we're struggling offensively. Not a good combination, Brian.
Well, you've got that right, but I know they're reeling a bit with the Chubb injury, so we'll
see. Did you see that?
Yeah, it was gruesome. You know, and that's the same knee that he had an issue with when he was at Georgia too. So, you know, it's going to be a tough game. I would like to see the Titans put together a string of back-to-back games. You know, can we get another 20 of 24 from Ryan Tannehill? If you can get that, I think you got a good shot at winning. But their consistency has just been up and down, and I don't understand it. I mean, he was as bad as he could probably be in week one, and last week he looked like, you know,
very efficient.
Very efficient, you know. So,
of course, the problem is the line.
Yeah,
they've already allowed 8 sacks in 2 games, and Cleveland is leading the NFL just about with quarterback hits. Again, not a good combination for the Titans.
Not good at all.
I think it's going to be a very tight game. And obviously, if you've got a guy who's had 6 field goals in 2 games, you at least get in some field goal range possibly. But that's also a problem when you've got, in 2 games, 6 field goals. You know, that makes up the majority of your points. So they're going to have to do something to get in the end zone.
Well, and as far as the betting man is concerned, I would definitely take the under.
You take the under in that game. Yeah, because who's Cleveland's quarterback?
That would be Deshaun Watson, who is struggling himself right now.
Okay, the Clemson guy, right?
Yep.
Okay, all right. So, yeah, so I think the under may be a good move there.
One prediction I saw was 10 to 7.
Very well could be.
It's 10 to 7.
What's the spread, 3? Something like
that?
Yeah,
the spread's 3. Yeah. I don't know what the over-under is. I should have looked that up when I saw the score predictions.
Yeah, it's probably not a whole lot.
Probably not a whole lot. Could be very ugly. But defensively, I feel like the Titans are playing well. They just got to maintain that and just – find a way to break through on the offensive side. All right, a team that did find a way, the Blue Raiders jumped out to a 21-0 lead last Saturday on the way for their win over Murray State. Now, obviously, Murray State's a big difference from Alabama, Missouri, but you said you talked to Coach Stock this week, correct?
Correct, that's correct, yeah. Happy to get a win. Trying to get some guys healthy. You know, they've still got some guys dinged up. They should get a couple of those players back for the Colorado State game. And what their focus is now, and we had touched on this off the air, their funky schedule they got coming up. You know, I think they play like, you know, I don't know how many games in 10 days and that kind of stuff. So that's one of the big focal points now, is obviously going into Colorado State. It's a big game for many reasons. You know, it's an intersectional game, and that doesn't play as much of a factor as it used to, because, you know, old-time college football was, you know, Colorado State would have a bunch of Colorado boys. MTSU would have a bunch of, you know, Middle Tennessee boys. That's not the way it is now. The teams recruit from all over, but still, it's still an intersectional matchup. between two different teams from two different conferences. So it's big from that aspect, is you want to show them that, hey, look, Southeast, this is where it's at football-wise. So they've got that going for them as far as, you know, a little more juice in the tank. But the biggest thing that they want to do is continue to improve, because conference play, I think, starts maybe next week.
Yeah.
So they want to be ready and primed, because just like with any league, your league games are your most important games.
Absolutely. MTSU Coach Stotzel said he's really impressed with true freshman running back Jaquel Middlebrook, 2 touchdowns, played very well. Another running back, Creedle, sophomore running back, young people. Of course, our quarterback, Vadiato,
yep.
You know, he's a redshirt sophomore, played really well. So I think offensively they're starting to see some things go their way. And interesting, redshirt senior Zach Dobson, who played for MTSU, went to West Virginia, then TSU, came back and played for the Blue Raiders, started his first game this past week, and went ahead and caught 4 passes. So he's been on the road a little bit, but good to have him back in a Blue Raider uniform for sure. Now, Brian, are you more excited about the Colorado State game after last week's game that Colorado State had?
Well, you know, I think Colorado State should probably come in here with a lot more confidence. You know, they lost to Middle last year, and I don't know. They had a very strong outing against Prime, you know, and nationally televised game. I don't know if that gives them some juice or not, but Middle Tennessee is going to have to play their best football, I think. And it's really important, because as Danny mentioned, they start league play next week, and who's first up? And that would be
the Hilltoppers,
Western Kentucky. And it's a Thursday night game, so they've got a short turnaround, you know, before they play then on a Thursday, then they play the next week on a Wednesday, and that's that weird schedule. But
and then the next week on a Tuesday.
Yeah. I mean, it's just strange. And they've got their bye week in here in this month of October. So I think this game, if you can win this game, that sets you up to be very competitive. Western Kentucky is, you know, Middle Tennessee always gets Western's best shot and vice versa. But Western is coming in. They're a pretty dang good football team. So it's going to be a challenge. This is it's pretty tough schedule Middle Tennessee has. But, this week's going to be very important. I hope fans will get out, homecoming and all that kind of stuff this week.
Well, when the schedule came out, I was like, Colorado State, no big deal. But after watching, I watched part of that game last week, Colorado State's going to be a pretty good football team coming into Murfreesboro.
They are. And I think that if you're Middle Tennessee, you hope they've got a little overconfidence, you know, if you will, thinking, well, you know, we should have beat Colorado, because I think they should have won the football game. They lost in overtime, but they should have won it. So they come in, and if you're Middle Tennessee State, you hope that they're not thinking about you, that they're thinking about what they did last week. Mm-hmm. Because I'm going to tell you, MTSU is a blue-collar bunch. They're not a show dog team. You know, they're not going to be out there prancing around. They're going to be out there hitting you in the mouth and doing the little things that you got to do to win football games, because that's what their persona is. And so, you know, that's what MTSU hopes is. Colorado State, go on, think about what you did last week, because last week was last week. This week is this week.
Well, MTSU's got to take advantage of the fact that Colorado's given up 93 points in their first two games. So MTSU's got to use those young guys we talked about a minute ago, put a lot of points on the board. I think this could be a high-scoring affair. I really do.
40-something to 30-something would not be out of the realm of possibility, I would think.
So before you have to watch the Titans and their lack of offense, you can come out and watch the Blue Raiders and see a scoring show.
Oh, yeah, I think that you very well could. And, you know, hey, those 10-7 games can be pretty, too. You're just more of a – I'm more of a football purist. I think that those games can be really fun to watch, too.
They can. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about all the festivities going on this weekend with MTSU.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even offer same-day service in most cases. Keep your home or business comfortable year-round. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, your Ring Pro partner heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass. Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. What are some of the advantages that Carpets by Osborne has?
Being a family business and being locally owned and operated, we do free estimates. We have our own subcontractors that work for our business. We will come out, look at your floor covering. Throughout the whole process, you deal with an individual. You're not passed off to different contractors. We handle it from start to finish.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad, next to Tire World.
Meet Little Caesar's Thin Crust Pizza, with toppings all the way to the edge and a crispy crust.
I love you, Cindy.
Sorry, but that commercial voice guy was right. I only love thin crust.
Ouch, Billy. Put on your fancy pants and sashay into Little Caesar's for the Fanceroni Pepperoni. With over 100 crispy old-world pepperoni and cheesy crust edge, you'll be saying fancy words like indubitably or crochet. Walk in and walk out for only $9.99.
Little Caesars in Murfreesboro on Memorial, Warrior Drive, South Rutherford, and Old Fort.
Pizza, pizza.
You've seen the ads out there, companies wanting to buy your home. But why sell yourself short when you can get fair market value? I'm Lisa Patton. If you have an estate to settle or a home to sell, call Parks Auction. We'll work with you to sell your home or property in any condition with no costly repairs on your timeline. Why accept one offer when you can have multiple? You need Parks Auction. We look out for your best interest. Call Parks Auction today. We handle everything.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating local athletes here in Rutherford County. Experts in joint, bones, and muscles. And with over 65 specialists, TOA has a playbook to get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit TOA.com or call 855-NEED-TOA. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, TOA. Live your best life.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
All right, we've been talking about the MTSU Blue Raiders and their big game coming up this weekend. It is homecoming and Hall of Fame weekend. I want to mention Hall of Fame weekend. That's tomorrow night at 6:30 at the Murphy Center Auxiliary Gym. And you can go there and you can join celebrating the 2023 Hall of Fame inductees. Anthony DeLuise, LaRon Dindy, Melanie Manley Durham, Jeff Littlejohn, Janet Ross, and a personal person I like to mention here and talk about for a second is Anne Marie Lanning Brents.
A McFadden alum,
Riverdale Warrior alum, and a great lady Blue Raider. You know, the first time I met the Lannings, I liked him, but I didn't like the girls because I couldn't beat them. I was still coaching at Christian at the time, and I could not beat, but nobody could barely beat Anne Marie. She was the hardest-nosed, determined girl athlete I ever saw or coached against. She just was. I had a little girl on my team I would call Bulldog, but Anne Marie was a Bulldog.
No doubt.
She could flat play, and like you said, desire. Anne Marie, a very, very, very good basketball player, and not because she was insanely fast or because she was real big or anything like that. It's just because she worked her tail off to be the best that she could be, and the best that she could be was pretty dead gum good. Obviously, Hall of Fame material.
Hall of Fame material, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, and a couple of those other guys Dindy. You know, Dindy didn't play at MTSU but a couple of years.
Right.
But he was during Kermit's heyday when they were really good. And he may have been was he on the Michigan State, the team that beat Michigan State?
The first time, I think.
Yeah. And then also Jeff Littlejohn. Here's what I'm going to say about Jeff Littlejohn. He was Conference Player of the Year as a defensive tackle. When does that happen? I mean, defensive tackles, they don't get any notoriety. Heck, they're down there just doing the grunt work and knocking heads, and they don't really get a whole lot of stats and all that kind of stuff. He was so good, and everybody recognized that, Conference Player of the Year as a defensive tackle. That's a huge statement for Jeff Littlejohn.
Absolutely. Other things, Blue Raider fans, you might be interested in, and your kids, Homecoming Parade is Saturday at 11 o'clock, so join the Student Government Association and the Alumni Association in celebrating 112 years of Middle Tennessee excellence at the Homecoming Parade. It begins on East Main Street at Manny Avenue. It'll continue on East Main Street, turning left on Middle Tennessee Boulevard and ending right at Greenland Drive. They say the best viewing will be before Falconberry, so you are welcome to come to Homecoming at 11. And alumni's, you can still get tickets until 10:59 tonight for $10 online using the promo code ALUM2023. ALUM2023, $10. We were talking about ticket prices. $10, you can't beat that.
Oh, dude, what's it cost to get in a high school game? I mean,
I don't know.
$7, $8, I think.
I got a free pass.
I do too. So,
I haven't paid in 30 years, so I don't know.
Yeah, so, but I mean, it's approaching $10, I would say. Is it
$7 or $8?
I have no idea. It's approaching $10. So yeah, so if you can go to see the Blue Raiders for $10, man, that's a deal.
That's a deal. But you got to get it done. That deal done by 10:59 tonight. So great weekend of Blue Raider football and events. And of course, if you can't get there, you can always hear it here on WGNS. All right, Blue Raiders a win. Now it's time to talk about the losers, and I'll talk about the first one, the Vanderbilt Commodores. They were ahead. They should have won that game. I watched the ending of it after I watched the mess I watched first, but I'll talk about it in a minute. So we've had Vandy watch. Rod's on, yeah, Vandy watch to get to the bowl game.
I was on that bandwagon.
We needed to be at least 3-1. We're 2-2. Got to get to 6. We're in SEC play now. Can we find 4 wins on their SEC schedule? I say not.
No.
I don't think so. I mean, the SEC is so balanced and so tough. And when you think about, you know, playing road games. And here's the thing about Vandy. And I haven't been to a Vandy game in several years. But Vandy's home games were still road games because of the crowd. That's the way it used to be. Now, I'm not sure about now. You know, James Franklin helped turn some of that around. But still, the Vandy football fans, sorry, Vandy football fans, I'm just calling it like I see it, they don't turn out to support. They would rather buy their tickets and sell them for the money and stay home.
Well, they jumped out 17-0. I'm like, wow, all right, Vandy, go ahead. Next thing I know, it's halftime, they're down 20-17. So then they go down 30-17 in the fourth. They come back and tie it up and gave up a 48-yard pass. 48-yard pass with under a minute remaining, and they came down and kicked that field goal after Vandy missed their field goal.
And they knew that it was coming. You had to know that long pass was coming. I mean, they had them on the ropes. They had UNLV on the ropes.
You don't let anybody get behind you.
Right.
It's pretty simple when you think about it. Of course, the execution is not always as simple, but the game plan is pretty simple. Like you said, you don't let anybody get behind you.
But, I mean, that game right there most likely just, you hate to say it again, it eliminated them from bowl competition because I do not see them winning 4 SEC games.
It makes the road a lot tougher.
Who would that be? I mean, we were talking during the break. Who would they beat?
They've got Kentucky. They've got Kentucky, but I mean, Kentucky's not going to be a pushover this weekend.
No, and you know, it used to be years back, and I'm going to go back to the Vandy Lance days. Vandy Lance Smith, who was probably the biggest Vanderbilt fan. Now, he was diehard. Lance was there. He never sold his tickets, but he would always say, well, you know, the one good thing that we got at Vandy is we got Kentucky on our schedule. You know, because for years there, that was Vandy's only SEC win was against Kentucky. But Kentucky's a different program now.
They are.
So definitely a different program now.
Well, the other team that lost was mine. Can't tackle. Can't be disciplined. Can't win in the swamp. I was a young person last time we won down in Florida, which was just –
What year was that? 2003. Yeah.
It's 2023 now.
So 20 years.
20 years. Take 20 years ago.
Phil Fulmer was the coach, right?
I still had red hair 20 years ago.
Yeah, Phil Fulmer was coaching 03.
I think I saw some of the highlights, you know, of the last time that they won down in the swamp. And, man, I don't know. What is it about playing down there? It's just in their head.
It's exactly right. It is in their heads. I mean, middle school kids know not to jump across the line on 4th and 1 because they know you're trying to draw them off. Everybody's got that hold. Everybody's got that stay, whatever call you want to make.
Yeah.
And we have a senior, when we're trying to make a desperate comeback, jump.
And the commentators were laughing about it. It's like
the coaches were laughing about it at Florida, just laughing.
What's it, Rocky and Bullwinkle? You know, that trick never works. Well, it worked then.
I mean, we just didn't show up. And everybody, and, you know, Joe Milton is not the quarterback that we had last year. He's not Hendon Hooker. Folks, if you're a Tennessee fan, he's not Hendon Hooker. He's not going to be. But he doesn't block, and he doesn't tackle. Remember that. He doesn't block. He doesn't tackle. He can't block those guys that are hitting him or rushing him, and he sure can't tackle because the defense is supposed to do that. And I don't want to talk about it anymore.
That sounds like a frustrated Tennessee fan there, doesn't it? I mean,
you outgain them by yards, but you can't get points on the board.
Well, I think that and I didn't really watch hardly any of the game. I tell you what, honestly, we were on the road coming back, had a little trip. We went, me and my wife, and got back, turned it on, saw Tennessee was down like 20-9 or something. I don't know what the score was, but I knew then it was over. And I didn't really watch any more of it because I knew that they're not going to come back in the swamp from that kind of a deficit. But I think that probably the reason they outgained them was because they were behind. So they're always trying to get yardage, and Florida's a bend but don't break kind of thing. So that was why they outgained them. But the critical yards that you needed early in the game, that was all Florida.
Behind the sticks, again, I know they're college kids. They're 18, 19 to 22. You can't jump off sides. You can't do those things. You can't.
They had a ton of those penalties that just killed any momentum. And then, I mean,
we were calling timeouts to avoid penalties.
Well, right. I think that that's maybe a between the ears loss, you know, and not from the Tennessee coaching staff, but from the Tennessee players. But let's talk about something positive, because I'm a positive guy. Let's talk about a bright spot for Tennessee football. And for you, Mr. Riverdale Warrior backer, how about Herring? I think he had 7 tackles, didn't he?
He had a pretty good game. He got washed up in the blocks too much, though, I felt like. I mean, no offense to him. The whole team did. But you'd watch running plays occur, and they'd get sucked in real tight and get in all the mess. And it's like, oh, my gosh. And then that kid had a – Etienne, however you say his name.
Yeah.
Had a career-high rushing against the Vols, which I thought the defense was playing better, but I think we took a step back. Big thing now is how they're going to react, because – UTSA is coming to town Saturday. They're no pushover. We know that. How are they going to react? Are they going to hammer them, or are we going to have a squeaker? I think the fans will be even more mad.
Well, of course they will, because when you see Texas San Antonio on the schedule, you automatically think 40-point win. But what we have to remember is the landscape of college football has changed. Philip Fulmer is not, and no offense to Heupel. I think Heupel is a good coach, but when in the Philip Fulmer days, when you played UTSA, it was 40-point win. You knew any of those teams, it was 40-point win. If anybody besides Alabama and Florida, it was pretty much going to be a big win. But the landscape has changed, and Texas San Antonio is a good football team. I think they were a bowl team last year, right? Weren't they? I think they maybe were ranked top 25 at one point in time. So I think that the landscape has changed. So if you can get a W, that's what you really want. Obviously, you want an impressive W, but getting a W is the most important thing. But I think, to me, what the key statistic from Tennessee, Florida outrushed Tennessee, and I think that was a difference in the game.
And that's always been the case. If you can get the rushing yardage, you can win.
Well, there are going to be a lot of one-loss teams that are there in the end. So how do they turn this ship around? I think they've got a tougher schedule this year than they had last year, to be honest with you. So what do they do with that, you know?
Yeah,
and do they turn it into a positive?
Right, because Bama's on the road. You know, Bama is not at home. Bama's on the road.
Well, you said one-loss teams, but that means we got to beat Bama, got to beat Georgia,
right,
and then got to win the SEC.
Whew. That's a tough hill to climb.
All right, speaking of some hills to climb, we're going to change over to high school kids. Let's talk about something positive so my blood pressure will go down. The Rockville boys and the Central girls won district golf championships recently. Congratulations to both of those. I had a friend text me today about going to play golf, but after looking at Zach Snyder's score of 3-under 69 over at Indian Hills, I've played Indian Hills. I'm at 69 again around about 9 or hole 10. So I just can't do that. Other teams qualifying for next week's move on is Riverdale. Congratulations to them on the girls' side. Central Magnet again won behind two freshman girls for Central Magnet, and also some other folks qualifying. Owen Zupkis from Central, Wyatt Brim and Zach Carlin from Smyrna, Micah Freeman from Oakland, and Austin Goff from Stewart's Creek on the boys' side. On the girls, Siegel sophomore Maze Bailey, along with Sarah McMurtry, Ava Kalman from Smyrna, Blackman's Ashlyn Hopper, and Riverdale's basketball coach, his daughter, Gabby Voss, qualifies. So congratulations to all those folks.
That was, is Gabby, is like she getting some of tutelage from Coach Voss, you think? What about that?
Did she, I don't did see she... Voss as a golfer.
No. Do you think Mr. Ancy has any patience for golf?
No. I would not think so. Also, girls volleyball and soccer are winding down. Got a lot of district leaders. Oakland is leading their district along with the Lady Eagles out at Eagleville. Middle Tennessee Christian is in first in their district, followed right behind by PCA, and they're playing today, so that's a big match coming up tonight. And in District 7-3A, Stewart's Creek ladies are leading their district in volleyball. And finally, in soccer, Stewart's Creek is leading, and Oakland Lady Patriots are leading, and they're playing each other tonight. So, huge lady soccer match tonight down at Stewart's Creek. Stewart's Creek has them for homecoming tonight. That should be a
homecoming in soccer?
Homecoming in soccer.
Whoosh.
There's homecoming and everything. Well, we're going to come home to the commercials and come back and talk high school football.
Quick, convenient, efficient. Three words that we all hope to experience when we do business. Our goal at JHA Company is to bring just that to an industry that's traditionally dictated to the customer when it's time to do business. Whether you're purchasing class pictures in a yearbook, class jewelry, a letter jacket, school spirit wear, or senior graduation products, we strive to make the experience quick, convenient, and efficient. Find out more at jhacompany.com. JHA, your one source for an unparalleled scholastic experience.
Sir Pizza. You in a hurry for dinner? Well, we've made it even easier to order online at sirpizzatn.com. Tap the location nearest you and begin your carryout or delivery order at sirpizzatn.com. You can choose from our full menu and we'll take care of the rest. A Queen's Feast is calling my name. Order Murfreesboro's favorite pizza online at sirpizzatn.com.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
You've heard people say, you know your work by your name. But there's no better name for residential and business concrete work than Dan France Concrete. From basic slabs to decorative stamping, for your next concrete project, call Dan France Concrete, 615-642-5152.
This is Dan with Dan France Concrete, wishing all Rufford County student-athletes a great season. Study hard, play harder, and be safe.
Trust me, Dan is committed to the community and will offer you a great product. He'll stand behind his work and make sure you're satisfied with every aspect of the work. Dan France Concrete.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, let the Ream Pro professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street keep your home or business comfortable year-round. We service all major brands and in most cases offer same-day service. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, your Ream Pro partner heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
The Blue Raider fan source for officially licensed Middle Tennessee gear is Raider Tees. T-shirts, caps, sweats in all sizes, designs, colors, children's to plus sizes. Raider Tees has decals and license plates to show everyone your favorite team. Plus, check out their wide selection of Blue Raider art, jewelry, even golf tee markers. Show your Blue Raider pride with the largest selection of Blue Raider merchandise anywhere by shopping Raider Tees, 910 Ridgely Road, just before the bridge over Broad behind Chewy's.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
All right, before I head to the pigskin, one more note on a young lady. Eagleville junior sophomore star Addison Linton just recently decided she's going to go play softball in a couple years because she's just a junior with Clemson. Congratulations to her.
Boy, I've seen her pitch, of course, state champion her eighth grade year and freshman year finishing runner up, and she is just really a competitor. She's had people looking at her since her early middle school days, you know, and I know that was a big decision for them, and I think she's got a chance at it. They're going to be state contenders for the next couple of years for sure. I think
she can pitch, she can hit. I mean, she is a softball girl, that is for sure.
I mean, she played last year with a broken hand and pitched, you know, and they held her out for a few games, and from the way I understand it, she took the cast off and said, "I'm playing."
Well, yes, ma'am. If you say so. Yes, ma'am. All right, it is time for I got one more week at school, and the 9 weeks is over. So we talked about report cards, getting your grades together for my teacher. So I thought I'd make you guys get some grades together tonight. And we're going to run through all our local teams and see what kind of grade each of these fellas would give them. Let's start first with the Blackman Blaze. New coach. We're 1-4, Brian. Kind of grade you going to give the Blaze starting out this year?
Ooh, boy, I've always hated getting grades in school. You know, they had so much to overcome and so much inexperience, and I'm always very lenient when giving grades. I'm going to have to say they're, in the B category just because of the talent level that they've got. Had a nice win. If they can win this week against Siegel, they've got a shot at playoffs, which I'm not sure a lot of people really thought they would have coming into this season.
That's true. They lost so much, but playing well. Carter Gregory, quarterback, Caden Perkins, and Trey McGaff on defense is leading the Blackman Blaze. I'll jump over, Danny, to your Smyrna Bulldogs. Got their first win of the week. Are we ready to give them a good grade, or are we still waiting to see?
You know, I think it's a wait and see kind of thing. But the key to having a good report card used to be having some whiteout, because then you could always, just before you went home, you just
change the grade.
Yeah, you just change a little bit.
Or have the answer key.
There you go. There you go. But I think for Smyrna, the thing about it is that they haven't gotten their final 6 week score yet, as far as their test grades are not back yet, because I think that they haven't played terrible. They just haven't been able to get into any kind of rhythm. They lost a lot of talent. When you think about, last year, what they lost, quarterback who had basically started for 4 years, Arian Carter, who had been the man for 2 years, then the kid that went to Memphis, just a massive, monstrous kid, that would really was a big difference maker up front. So Smyrna lost a lot of stuff. So, I'm going to say right now, this is no reflection on the coaching staff, because the coaching staff is working their tails off to get all they can out of this group. I'm going to say C- right now, because, you're 1-4.
But 1-0 in the region.
1-0 in the region. But if you – basically what happened last week was Laverne was just worse than Smyrna. That it wasn't that Smyrna was better than Laverne, and they were, but on the scoreboard, but Laverne just made more mistakes than Smyrna did.
Big game tomorrow night for them, though.
Oh,
I think.
Huge game tomorrow night, because I think that C minus, because they can get some extra credit points, and that C minus could go to a B plus in a hurry. But they have to show up tomorrow night and try to establish some form of momentum. And I think that's the thing that they haven't been able to establish, any consistency on the offensive side of the football.
Bulldogs heading down to McGavick tomorrow night. Could go 2-0 in the region, which will do great. We'll give them a little extra credit if they can get that win tomorrow night. I'm going to give Riverdale 3-2. I'm going to give them a B+. I'm not ready to give them an A yet. I would have liked to have gotten one of those two wins we didn't get on the road, but their schedule was so hard and so tough. Braden Graham is playing really well. Crager put out some stats today for the Nashville area. He's about number 4 or 5, I believe, in passing yardage. So he's doing a good job. The Montgomery kid's playing well. And on the defensive side, of course, that Jalen Thompson kid, the DB going to Michigan State, he's been playing really well, and he's helping them out on offense as well. Siegel. Now, here's a chance for a good score right here, Brian. Siegel Stars 4-1, very well should have been 5-0.
I think so. I'm going to say A++. I mean, knowing that where Siegel has been, I'm a huge Adam Renshaw fan. He is a great guy. Number one, his first year, he taught my daughter, and he always asks about her. I mean, he's just a very kind person. So I think it starts there. But he's trying to change a bit of the culture, and it's been a long time since the Stars have been in the playoffs. Now, you're going to talk about 2016 being the last time, and yes, it was, but that was when everybody went. You know, when was the last time that they had to beat somebody to get into the playoffs? And that happened. That would have been the year Brent Stockstill was on one knee playing against Maryville in the semifinals and was one first down away from getting to the Blue Cross Bowl. So, you know, this is a big, big game for them tonight playing Blackman, and or tomorrow night rather. And I don't know how that game's going to go, but I do think that it is a big step for Siegel if they can win that game tomorrow.
Siegel, of course, led by Thomas Santel. He's got 12 TDs passing, 7 TDs rushing. You don't know what you're going to get, because if you can't contain Santel, you can't stop the Stars, that's for sure. You mentioned Laverne, the other game down there that you saw playing against Smyrna. They're 1-4. Again, I think they're still struggling trying to find their identity.
Absolutely. You know, offensively, that's where they've struggled. Defensively, they've been pretty good because they shut Smyrna's running game down last week. The defense gave themselves a chance to win at Smyrna last week because they really pinned their ears back, got after the quarterback, stopped the Smyrna running game, and so the defense is playing really well. Its offense is where they're really struggling.
They host a 0-5 Cane Ridge team. That's just hard to believe.
That's
0-5
crazy.
Cane Ridge team. So a chance for Laverne to go 1-1, hopefully in the region. Next, let's take a look at the Oakland Patriots. It's kind of hard to not give an A-plus grade to a three-time defending champion, but I think if Coach Creasy was here, he wouldn't give him an A-plus because he doesn't like a loss. But the double-headed attack of Ashton Jones and Dwayne Morris are leading the Patriots. Freeman's done a good job at quarterback. Coach, I'm sorry, I'm going to give him still an A-plus because that one loss, it was not – honestly, wasn't a surprise to me, that loss they had on the road.
Man, I wish I would have had you as my in high school. Man, I would be like – cruise. I'd have had honor braids.
I got to see them last week for the first time, and Dewan Morris is something else. 450 yards almost rushing. He's averaging about 11 yards per carry, and is the leading receiver on the team. And he gets a lot of attention, and that kind of opens things up for Ashton Jones. He leads the team with 600-plus yards rushing. So you kind of got a two-headed monster there. And I really like Patrick Freeman. He's done a good job coming in as a sophomore quarterback. Know his dad real well. And, you know, he hasn't done anything to hurt the team, and I think he's been maybe a shot in the arm. So, you know, if they can get Creasy back a little later on toward playoff time, they're going to be a formidable foe, I think.
When you think about – I just want to interject this real quickly. When you think about how many times Creasy has thrown the football with Freeman at quarterback, that tells you how good he is because, you know, Coach Creasy, a very, very solid football mind. He doesn't throw the ball unless he, you know, thinks he's going to have success. So, like I said, for him to give that kid the kind of tosses that he's giving him, it tells you right there that the kid is really got some talent.
Well, of course, you're talking about he's been a sophomore, and Coach Creasy's smart enough to know, hey, if I got a little bit of a cushion of a lead, I need to throw it because he needs that experience. Team he's playing, though, Brian, the grade – Rockville's a 2-3 team. I did not expect him to be 2-3 at this point in the season.
I really didn't either. To be honest, going into the season, I thought that game last week with Riverdale might have decided who was 2 and who was 3. Right now, Rockville's kind of, you know, playing for their playoff lives, to be honest with you, because I think you've got Oakland and Riverdale, and then you've got three teams with 2 spots left that it's going to be really, really competitive. Losing last week the way they did to Riverdale – and then they have to turn around and play Oakland. I know it's the toughest part of their schedule, but it can do a lot with your mind, those kind of things. And that's almost identical to what happened to them last year when they had injury problems. So I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow night. I would think Oakland's going to be heavily favored. The next week they've got Coffee County. They should be able to win that one, and we'll see what happens down the road. But I think expectations were really high out there in the Rocket Land.
It was. Another team on your end of the county, Danny, Stewart's Creek, 4-1, playing really good football.
I think that they are. I think that you probably, you know, I'm a little bit tougher on the grades. I think you probably give them a B++. They're like a, because what's the grade scale? What's an A? Is A a 90 or 93 or whatever?
Any of these days are 90 to 100.
90 to 100. Okay, so I'm going to give them an 89. You know, I think they're right there. And that's because they could be 5-0, and they probably should be 5-0. That against a good Rockvale team, they kind of gave that game away. I think five turnovers.
Yeah,
so they kind of gave that game away. But I think that Coach Caudill, he said something that was very interesting when I talked to him before the season started. He said, we want to make Stewart's Creek a football school. That's what we want. That's our goal, is to make Stewart's Creek a football school. I think he's headed in that direction.
All right, real quickly, we'll talk about Eagleville. Eagleville sitting at 3-2. They've got to learn how to win on the road. They're going to Wayne County tomorrow night. They need that region win. I'm going to give them a B- because I think they're still growing. They can grow into a B-plus team. I think their quarterback play is improving. The Eagles, they just got to prove, you know, it's kind of like in class when it comes to quizzes and tests. You got to prove you can do it, and they got to prove they can win on the road. Middle Tennessee Christian is next on the docket, Brian. 5-0, the only team playing another 5-0 team in the county of Friendship Christian tomorrow night.
Well, I think this is probably going to be for a region championship, to be honest with you, between these two. And got to go down and see them play at Friendship last year, and it was a very tough loss. It really came down to two or three plays. This game probably comes down to two or three plays as well, but Christian Peterson has them playing well, and if you can win and beat Eli Wilson, you've got a pretty doggone good football team. I really think that if they can win this game, they have got a real shot at not only winning the region, but going pretty deep in playoffs. So I'm going to have to say they're A+. They're 5-0.
They're 5-0, but I'm not butting because of Milton's a Christian. But we're talking about Eli Wilson, who's got over 900 yards and 16 rushing TDs
in five games.
The kid from Friendship Christian,
I know,
he's got 1,200 yards and 22 TDs. So I mean, you're going to see two really solid running backs tomorrow night if you head over to Middle Tennessee Christian. Because, I mean, that 1,222 just popped off the screen to me today, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
You know what you hope, or me as an old-time high school football guy, is you hope that everybody understands what that game could be and everybody turns out in full force. Because that could be a special night over there at Middle Tennessee Christian School.
It really could. I mean, I expect a packed house. The Cougars fans will be there and loud and proud. The only team we haven't mentioned yet, and I'm going to take it because I'm going to give them an A+. It's a new school. You got to give them an A+ being 2-3. I'm been impressed with what I've heard from PCA this year.
PCA, I think that the key there is one of their assistants, Mike Bartlett. What do you think?
I think they're achieving, you know, in spite of, no. But you know, they've had a lot of firsts this year. Their first win, they've had their first overtime win. Can they get their first region win on the road? I think they have an excellent shot at being able to do that at the Kings Academy tomorrow night, who hasn't won a game yet. So you know, LeBron Ferguson, I've known him since he was at Oakland, and just a solid guy, and he seems to have that. I mean, you don't talk about many first-year teams in the TSSAA having success like they have.
Well, I've been picking against them until this week. Speaking of picks, everybody went 8-4. Have we ever had everybody have the same record?
I'm honored that I'm the same as everybody else.
Now, we had different picks last week,
yeah,
but we all went 8-4 because the way we picked. This week, we were pretty close. Everybody's picking pretty much the same. We had a split. John's going with Blackman. Rod's going with Wayne County over Eagleville. I'm going with Friendship. I think that's until you can beat that number one team, I'm going to go with them. Rod and John went with Kings Academy. Come on, PCA, don't let me down. We all went with the Vols and Kentucky. No offense to Vandy. And then we split on MTSU. And we're drinking the Titans Kool-Aid, except for Danny. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Ah, he's going with the Browns, huh?
He's going with the Browns. All right. We're going to go to a commercial break and come back and close this show.
Head over to J. Mullins Jewelry to check out their selection of rings, watches, custom-designed jewelry, and much more. They're a local business located at 352 West Northville Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro. They have gifts for all occasions, weddings, graduations, anniversaries, whatever you need, you can find it at J. Mullins Jewelry. That's at 352 West Northfield Boulevard or online at MullinsJewelry.com.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
We're going to be an educational institution that teaches Bible every day. Every subject we teach, we're going to teach through a biblical perspective. In every aspect of our school, we're going to do it through a Christian perspective.
MTCS President Matt Tiller.
That also means that everything we do, we have to be excellent. We feel like Christ calls us to excellence. And so that means we have to be excellent academically. That means we have to be excellent athletically, because that's what God calls us to. It's a great place to be.
Invest in your child's future in an environment that fosters Christ-centered values. To find out more, visit mtcscougars.org.
Your home, your auto, together, they're where life happens. I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris. It's smart to protect them together. Give me a call at 615-893-1417 and let me help you save by combining your home and auto.
With the service you get from State Farm, you might think our car insurance costs more. I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Give me a call at 615-895-2700 and let me show you with discounts up to 40%. You may find it even costs less.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
I want expert advice on going 100% solar.
I want to go green without breaking the bank.
I want to meet my sustainability goals.
I want solar to be simple.
Done, 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 done.
I want to save the planet.
Little hero, let's start with one of MTE's solar programs first. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
We're talking with Anne-Marie Brentz at Rick's Barbecue, carrying on the Lanning family tradition.
I'm passionate about it, and I have a lot of my dad in me, so I know that I have the same energy and mindset that he does.
It's the best barbecue you'll eat, the smoked chicken out of this world, and those loaded baked potatoes.
That's the biggest potato you can get. They're right at 2 pounds. People ask us that all the time. They're like, where do y'all get those potatoes from?
A quick meal, feeding the whole family, or catering, they can do it all at Rick's Barbecue, 212 Warrior Drive.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
All right, high school football fans, you've got no excuse tomorrow night. You got Middle Tennessee Christian undefeated hosting Friendship Christian. You can head over to Rockville to check out the Patriots and the Rockets. You can go over to Blackman, see Siegel and Blackman. If you're going to watch the Warriors, you got to get on the road. But Coffee County's not that far away. Stewart's Creek's at home. Smyrna's down the road right there at McGavick. Not too bad. Laverne's at home. Eagle at Wayne County. Then that may be a little bit of a trip.
Oh, yeah.
That might be a little bit of a trip. But I know the Eagles faithful will be there. And then I'm definitely not going to King's Academy because they're just a little farther away.
That's in Knoxville.
That's in Knoxville. Mm-hmm. I'll pass on that one. Well, if I was going this weekend to see the Vols, I might run up there and see them. But that's not happening. Tomorrow night, Brian, y'all are going to be at Rockville.
That's right, Rockville and Oakland region game tomorrow night. And